The Constitution is a remarkable document, handwritten on four large sheets of parchment, animal skin, specially prepared. And it's really like the blueprint for our government and the nation that we have become. And we think it's a really big deal, and we like to celebrate it.
And what are some of the steps that Archives takes ordinarily to keep it in readable condition, to keep it whole?
Well, everyday persistent efforts that we use, we have all four pages of the Constitution sealed in hermetically sealed frames that are filled with inert gas. And the gas has been carefully humidified to keep the parchment slightly flexible, but not, there's kind of a middle safe range that we think is optimal for parchment. So by keeping the parchments in inert gas, we're able to protect it from the oxidative reactions that oxygen in the regular atmosphere can cause. And so we're basically protecting them from oxidation and from aging in that sense. We have the Constitution, the Declaration, the Bill of Rights on exhibit every day of the year. And because of that, we need these special measures of inert gas to protect them from light fading, because the fading that light causes is actually a photo-oxidative reaction. It involves both light and oxygen. And so by excluding oxygen, we're breaking the possibility of light damage to the ink and to the parchment itself. And if you come down to see the Constitution and look at it, it's amazingly clear and easy to read, and we want to keep it that way. It's an amazingly preserved relic that's two centuries plus old. And
no flash photography when we come look at it.
That's correct. One of the things we realized, we do try to keep the light levels low in addition to having the inert gas. And one of the things we realized, we have more than 1 million visitors a year. And if even 5% of them whip out their camera and are not able to turn off their flash, which is, to be honest, I'm in that same league. I have trouble keeping it turned off. We got a lot of accidental flash discharge. And what we found was our visitors were actually unhappy. And they had two general complaints. One of them was, why aren't you protecting these documents? Because they're so important. And the other complaint was, that person's flash is interfering with my ability to see and enjoy the documents. And so really, in response to public concerns and our own concerns that we couldn't get people to stop and keep their flashes turned off, that we decided no flash photography.
And does it ever amaze you, as the conservator there, in fact, we're talking with Kitty Nicholson, supervisory conservator at the National Archives and Records Administration, that these have managed to survive this long? I mean, we've had Civil War, we've had the War of 1812, we've had that whole couple of hundred years before we understood preservation as well as we do now. Doesn't it amaze you that they're still extant?
Well, you know, the American people have loved these documents, throughout their history. No one ever thought they were insignificant. And when they wrote them, you know, with those big, bold letters, we the people, they were making a big, bold statement. So these were not considered something you just throw in a drawer and forget about. There was, of course, a close call when the British were able to march right into Washington and caused a great deal of consternation and attacked the White House and Congress. The documents were, there was a sense, we better get out of here. And they rolled up the documents, and they were taken out to several sites out in Virginia for safekeeping. So there was that desire. These are among the most important things we have to protect. And that was probably the closest call that the Constitution has ever had, was when the British came. And of course, now we're friends with the British, but back then it was a little testier relationship.
I want to talk a bit about your role there, because one of the things you do is make sure that you talked about the frames and the inert gases and the encasing. I mean, that is what you do. So you are one of the few people who's actually touched the parchment, right?
Well, that's correct, because these documents were actually all encased about 1952. In older encasements, which if any of the more senior listeners remember going to the National Archives when there was a thick green filter in front of them and you couldn't see them very well.
I remember.
They were in an older style of sealed encasement. It was really kind of a piece of glass pressed on the front of the parchment. It was practically like a sandwich of glass in front and glass in the back. So we realized that it was a noble effort, but we felt there was the state of the art had moved on considerably, and that was really the impetus in the late 1990s, early years of this century. We decided, we knew we were renovating the rotunda. We knew it was the only chance in our lifetime that we'd be able to open up those old encasements, get the documents out, and do whatever treatment was needed. And so we had a very small team of senior conservators who opened these old encasements and very carefully removed the glass resting directly on the face. And then we did just the basic kinds of treatments that we thought would make them last for centuries from now. And in that process, yes, we actually touched the parchment that they were written on. And it's been easily 60 years now since anyone previous had had that privilege.
So it's safe to say no licking your finger before turning that page.
That's correct. Always very clean washed hands. We didn't wear gloves. Generally, because you need that very fine tactile sense to be able to handle and turn over a piece of parchment that's that requires exquisite care and handling.
I wanted to also ask about the concept of Constitution Day. Anyway, it's not something that, as kids, I heard very much about Constitution Day. It seems sort of a relatively new thing. You clearly have a real passion for it. Tell me about Constitution Day and why it's important.
Well, it's important really because while the Declaration of Independence was great, high-minded ideas, the Constitution is really sort of the blueprint for how are we going to make this happen. And, grand ideas will not necessarily get you into resolving, difficult decisions and how are we going to divide power and how are we going to make this work. So it's an extremely important document in that sense. And you'll see today, even today when people argue, is this bill or that bill, is it justified by the Constitution? People are still, going in there and looking and asking. So we think it's actually an extremely important document, and we love to celebrate it, and we kind of see this as our favorite day. The 4th of July is everyone's big celebration, and it's a great deal of excitement and wonder and parades and fireworks, but there is something to be said for having a workable blueprint that can actually guarantee all the liberties and the rights that we assume as Americans.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
The thing I'd like to make sure everyone knows, every once in a while people are confused. They think these documents are written on paper, but I've said a couple of times that word parchment. Mm-hmm. They're written on a specially prepared animal skin that's much more durable than paper, thicker and stronger, and it was reserved for the most important documents that we have. And in the same way that when you graduate from college, they give you a sheepskin, that's a piece of parchment, these were written on animal skin too. So they will last, we hope, for many, many more centuries.
Do you know which animal it was?
Sheep.
We intend to do DNA analysis, but by sheer size of the parchment, it must have been cattle. They're great big. A sheepskin is not near so big.
Yeah.
And
wow.
It's not the same quality, actually.
The Constitution was written on a cow.
You could say
so
that.
So is the Torah.
Several cows.